By O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King.
Can't lose this moment.
President Biden moments ago announcing that Israel has offered a new and comprehensive proposal for a six-week ceasefire that would allow Palestinians to return to their homes in Gaza. Mr. Biden urging Hamas to accept the deal.
At this point, Hamas no longer is capable of carrying out another October 7th. It's one of the Israelis' main objectives in this war. And quite frankly, a righteous one.
The president has also responded to Donald Trump's conviction and his contention that his trial was rigged.
And it's reckless, it's dangerous, it's irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged just because they don't like the verdict.
That was only one element of a long statement the now convicted former president and presumptive GOP nominee made this morning at Trump Tower in New York.
He began his statement with this.
If they can do this to me, they can do this to anyone.
And he went on to lay out a long list of grievances about the trial, the charges, and everyone involved.
It was a rigged trial. We wanted a venue change where we could have a fair trial. We didn't get it. We wanted a judge change.
Trump continued for more than 30 minutes, took no questions, called Election Day the most important day in America, and said, I'll do whatever it takes to save our Constitution and to save our country. I don't mind. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News.
Germany has joined the U.S. in allowing Ukraine to use weapons they've provided for limited strikes on Russian territory. CBS's Holly Williams has the Russian reaction.
Despite the U.S. government's limited, calibrated approach, a senior Russian official responded saying that NATO countries that supply long-range weapons to Ukraine are already participating in a war with Russia. And he reiterated Russia's threat to use tactical nuclear weapons against Ukraine.
The Personal Consumption Expenditure Index report, or PCE, reflects what we spend minus food and fuel. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the May report is as expected.
Inflation did accelerate by 0.3% in the month of April from the previous month. Most of that was driven by energy, which was up by 1.2%. Food prices were actually down by 0.2% month over month.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 224, the Nasdaq down 209. Forecasts say the weather is 90% favorable for tomorrow's planned launch of Boeing's new human spacecraft. Starliner was supposed to launch nearly a month ago, but technical problems have kept it grounded. Two astronauts are set to fly it to and from the International Space Station, and if all goes well, it'll take astronauts there at least once a year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A ghost gun ring run by a group of teenagers was uncovered by the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Seven high school-aged teens confessed to manufacturing and selling guns. The ransomware attack on Ascension continues to disrupt operations. Some doctors did regain limited access to electronic medical records this week. The Root River Environmental Educational Community Center in Racine is kicking off its 2024 season with a grand opening celebration tomorrow. The center is a partnership between UW Parkside and the city of Racine. The Kenosha Unified School Board approved the selection of a referendum planning consultant this week. The firm will assist the district in planning for a potential operational referendum. First Lady Jill Biden will be in downtown Milwaukee tonight. She's scheduled to speak during the opening ceremonies of Festa Italiana. Racine's North Beach is opening tomorrow. Lifeguards will be on duty from 10 to 6 daily. Zoo Beach opens next weekend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cancel the NFL offseason? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers wrapping up another week of OTAs, organized team activities. Now, technically, they're all volunteer sessions for the players to decide to participate. The Players Union is drawing up a plan where players would report a couple of weeks earlier in July for training camp and eliminate these volunteer sessions and mini camps in the spring.
I would not be in favor of that, but We'll adjust, I guess.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on why not to make a change.
I go back to the COVID year. I don't think that was good for anybody. There's not a lot of time we get with these guys anyways, and just to cram everything in at the beginning of training camp, I think it's particularly bad for, I would say, a lot of undrafted guys, because you just don't have the time to invest in the process and learn the playbook.
Baseball, Brewers and White Sox tonight at AmFam Field. The Brewers in first place with a 5-game lead at 15-42. The White Sox have the worst record in baseball. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny and quite pleasant today. High temperatures cap the mid-70s. Clouds will thicken and we will see rain rolling in by tomorrow morning, dampening and darkening our day. Highs will scrape the mid-60s and some storms are possible too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts are escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
You are Homeward Bound with Kurt Vollman. Thanks for listening this afternoon on WRJN. And don't forget to check out the Big Deals Store. It's full of great savings on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. Simply log on to WRJN.com. Take a look at all of your chances to save at least 30%. Click on the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com.
Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, recently, Don Rosen had Denise Lockwood from Racine County Eye on his morning show, and they talked about the shortcomings of Foxconn in our area.
Yeah, there's feelings around this. I mean, and you know, I think one of the things that we're used to in Racine County is manufacturing, and manufacturing is at our heart, our DNA here, right? And so one of the things that I think what's going on with Foxconn, and we really struggled with, is understanding who Foxconn really is. One of the things that I learned a lot as I was covering Foxconn was that they're an electronics manufacturer. So they actually are the ones contracted to do the manufacturing. So they oftentimes don't talk a lot about what they make because they have proprietary restrictions, because they're contracted with places like Apple and some of the other electronics manufacturing. But they're the people that are the just-in-time folks. So if you understand manufacturing mindset, it's the inventory of how you get things from point A to point B quickly. And so in order for them to be successful and to be who they are, they have to have that supply chain right around them. So they kind of cocoon themselves with all of the things that they need to make the stuff happen, right? And so when Foxconn was happening, that other part, that supply chain, did not happen. That's one of many reasons why Foxconn didn't kind of flourish and do the things that it had intended to set out, because it had intended to have this technology park.
That's Denise Lockwood from Racine County Eye, is heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. You can listen to Don's show each morning, 6 till 9, right here on WRJN.
Ready to transform your body and change your life? Let Blue River CrossFit Racine help you build a healthier lifestyle. Blue River centers everything around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability. Their experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun. They also offer separate classes for kids and teens. This isn't just a gym. It's a like-minded community that's got your back. Getting started is easy. Visit Blue River CrossFit at 3801 Blue River Avenue in Racine, or online at bluerivercrossfit.com.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights, was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs, and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Listen to local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN.
I say, everybody's got to have their day. And don't you know that everybody's got to love somebody sometime? Everybody's got to win a heart. Everybody's got to love somebody sometime. When you do, I hope you never part. Somebody sometime, but everybody and but everybody's got to lose somebody sometime, so take care that you don't lose your heart. And take my advice and you'll always find, and you'll be happy all of the time. Take my advice and you will see, you'll be happy as you can be. To have that day, and don't you know that everybody's got to love somebody sometime? Everybody's got to win a heart. Everybody's got to love somebody sometime. When you do, I hope you never part. You never part. Listen, people. Listen.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Well, no nasty weather today in the area, but when you look to the west and you see the sky looking ominous, you can rely on WRJN to keep you covered on any severe weather headed our way. We're part of the Severe Studios Weather Network with meteorologists on staff to give you a heads up when you need it. It's part of the local news and timeless hits here on WRJN. Now let's get you into the news center.
This WRJN report is sponsored by Warren Eye Care Center. Certificates available on our Big Deals page at WRJN.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 23 tornadoes are now confirmed in Wisconsin so far this year. That's as many as Wisconsin gets in an average year. Tornado activity was especially bad last week. Three rounds of severe storms swept across Wisconsin on the 21st. Tens of thousands of homes and businesses were left without power. Expect First Lady Jill Biden to speak with urgency in Wisconsin tonight, much as she did at a recent campaign stop in Michigan.
We have to meet this moment as if our rights are at stake, because they are. As if our democracy is on the line, because it is.
Mrs. Biden is set to campaign at Milwaukee's Festa Italiana. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A plea deal has been reached in the embezzlement case involving funds from Racine's Sonnenberg School. Heather Wentholt from Cedarburg faced allegations of misusing nearly $90,000 of the school's money for personal spending. In Racine County Court this week, Wentholt pleaded guilty to three offenses with seven charges dismissed. Kenosha Unified is likely looking for more taxpayer money. The school board this week approved the selection of the Donovan Group as a referendum planning consultant. The firm will help the district provide planning, community engagement strategies, messaging guidance, and legal compliance information for a potential operational referendum. It'll cost $6,000 to have the company try to convince voters. The Biden campaign is hoping for a Buenos Aires in Milwaukee. First Lady Jill Biden and the Secret Service protection that goes with her will be in the downtown area this evening, where she's set to speak during the opening ceremonies of Festa Italiana. Her address is scheduled for about 6, which means traffic impacts will be seen an hour or two before and after that time. Festa Italiana returns to the Summerfest grounds this year. Racine's beaches are back. North Beach and Zoo Beach are gearing up for the summer season, with North Beach opening tomorrow. Zoo Beach follows suit next Saturday. A statement from Racine Parks Recreation and Cultural Services says North Beach lifeguards will be on duty from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. At Zoo Beach, lifeguards will be on duty Saturday and Sundays from 10 to 5:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant. The taste of love in every bite. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Mostly sunny and quite pleasant today. High temperatures tap the mid-70s. Clouds will thicken and we will see rain rolling in by tomorrow morning, dampening and darkening our day. Highs will scrape the mid-60s and some storms are possible too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
And timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, if you're looking for a summer airfare bargain, this news may disappoint. Airlines are cutting back on routes across the U.S., citing plane shortages, recalls, and the lack of financial viability for some low-cost carriers like Spirit and Frontier. Cities like Atlanta and Orlando saw some of the biggest cuts in the number of seats available. About 860,000 fewer seats available on routes flying out of Atlanta in the coming summer months. Delta, with the most reduction of all carriers, cut about 2.3 million total seats from its planes this summer.
Imagine me and you, I do. I about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
You know you're not.
tell a friend. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN.
Before
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. You're Homeward Bound with Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being with us. All right, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? This is just a random useless piece of information that you can share with your family and friends. Here you go. Today's useless fact is, when you blush, your stomach lining blushes too. Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do with that information, but it's yours.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports card series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
This Sunday morning, join Faith Community Church in celebrating 40 years of faith, fellowship, and service to the Racine community. Enjoy a special anniversary service at 10:30, followed by a delicious complimentary lunch of walking tacos and sweet treats. FCC has been focused on spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ while building a strong, passionate community of believers for every age. Celebrate Faith Community Church's continued mission of delivering the good news this Sunday morning at 10:30 on Newman Road, just south of Spring Street.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. Here's a great new way for Racine to wake up weekday mornings. Local news and timeless hits. We'll also have local sports, weather, some laughs, and we'll talk to the folks who make our community great. So come join me weekday morning, 6 till 9 a.m. here on WRJN. We're hometown radio. We're fresh. WRJN.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a surefire savings tip for the next time you have to buy a car. The move? Getting pre-approved for an auto loan from your bank or credit union before you head to the dealership. If your credit score is reasonable, your bank is probably going to pre-approve your loan. And bonus, this puts you in the driver's seat when you're talking about a car loan from the dealership. Car dealers love to try to get you to take a more expensive loan or a longer loan. That makes them more money, you know? But when you walk in with a pre-approved loan, they will usually work to offer you an even better rate than the bank. That's what happened to me. And my car, which I am paying off at a bragworthy 2.4% interest rate, is proof that this approach works. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you.
Rich like me, has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Here is.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
News, timeless hints, and the Milwaukee Brewers. That's your recipe for summer fun. We've got Brewers baseball coming up tonight at 7:10 right here on WRJN, and we're going to hear from their manager, Pat Murphy, coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Here's Carly Simon on WRJN.